I'm Scott Cullen, host of Locked On Fantasy Hockey on the Locked On Podcast Network. Today's episode is brought to you by Rock Auto. Rock Auto has amazing selection for just about any kind of vehicle at reliably low prices. They have all the parts your car will ever need. RockAuto.com. In today's episode, we're going to recap Wednesday's games, dig deep on the waiver wire, then look at matchups and DFS value plays for Thursday. So first, Wednesday's games in Ottawa goes into Edmonton and gets hammered 7-1. Leading the way for the Oilers is Leon Draisaitl, who had 3 goals, 2 assists. Gives him 14 points in the past 9 games. Moving on to a line with Connor McDavid seems to have worked out for Draisaitl. And speaking of Connor McDavid, McDavid had a goal and 2 assists. He's got 8 points in the past 3 games. Having Leon Draisaitl move on to his line has worked out well for Connor McDavid. Edmonton defenseman Tyson Barrie added 3 assists. He's got 20 points in the past 20 games. Got to a bit of a slow start, and there was some early criticism of Barrie, but the production is there. As you might have expected, he's aside from the early going in Toronto last season, Barrie has a history of playing well and producing points when he gets out there with high-scoring forwards. Edmonton defenseman Darnell Nurse also added a goal and assist. Edmonton defenseman Tyson Barrie was on the ice for 4 goals for and 1 against, while Senators defenseman Eric Brandstrom and Thomas Chabot were both on the ice for 3 goals against. Arizona went into Colorado, lost 2-1, and there obviously wasn't a lot of scoring, and it was in an overtime loss too. The star of the game was Arizona goaltender Antti Raanta. He stopped 44 of 46 shots in the loss. Really, they had no business getting a point out of the game at all, but Raanta gave them a fighting chance nonetheless. He has a .912 save percentage in 8 games, and with Darcy Kemper out, there is a chance here for Antti Raanta to get some run in that Arizona net. Vegas went into Minnesota, fell behind 4-1, rallied with a couple of goals with the goalie out, and came close. Alex Tuch had a rebound for an empty net that missed, but ultimately ended up being 4-3 for Minnesota. Leading the way for the Wild was center Joel Eriksson Ek, scored a pair of goals. He's been relatively quiet offensively as of late. Early in the season, he got off to a pretty good start as a scorer, and kind of went dry offensively for a bit, but now might be bouncing back. For Vegas, all the offense came from rookie defenseman Dylan Coughlin. He scored all 3 of their goals, and those are his first 3 goals in the National Hockey League. At the same time, this isn't completely out of the blue for Coughlin. He's played 126 AHL games over the past 2 years, and he scored 26 goals. So he is an offensively inclined defenseman. Maybe you don't expect hat tricks out of him at any point, but the fact that he is contributing offensively for Vegas should not come as some giant surprise. That is kind of what his pedigree suggests. Los Angeles went to Anaheim, won 5-1, and red-hot Kings winger Adrian Kempe scored another 2 goals. He has 7 goals and 2 assists in the past 6 games. Much more surprising than Dylan Coughlin's hat trick, I think, is Kings goaltender Troy Grosnick had 33 saves on 34 shots. It's his first NHL game since November 2014. Now, to Grosnick's credit, he's also been a very good AHL goaltender the past couple of seasons. In 79 AHL games in the past 2 years, he has a .920 save percentage. So it's not completely out of the realm of possibility that Grosnick can come in and give the Kings a fill-in start or two. And he may have to, yeah, because Jonathan Quick and Cal Peterson are both out. That's a tough one for Anaheim to get shut down that easily by a goaltender who hasn't played in the league since 2014. Then Montreal went into Vancouver and did what they always do to Vancouver, it seems. Won 5-1. And Thatcher Demko played an amazing game for Vancouver, even though they lost 5-1. Montreal center Jesperi Kotkaniemi had a goal and assist. He's got 5 points in his past 5 games. So he's, depending on how deep your league is, that'll sort of determine the interest in Jesperi Kotkaniemi, because, he doesn't quite play as much as you'd like. And you would certainly hope for more power play time, and all that stuff may come eventually. But he's showing signs of progress for sure. If he gives you some decent scoring in a limited role, that's with some upside for the future, that's all right too. Montreal right winger Tyler Toffoli Had a couple of assists. He's got 6 points in the past five games, and man, he has owned Vancouver this season. Montreal goaltender Carey Price had 23 saves on 24 shots. Now, that's not the most challenging game for Carey Price, but his game has been turning around. I don't know how quickly we attribute credit to Sean Burke, but Price has been playing better, or at least getting better results in the past few games. Vancouver defenseman Tyler Myers was on the ice for 3 goals against during 5-on-5 play. Shocked, I tell you. I cannot believe Tyler Myers was on the ice for 3 goals against. And for Montreal, defenseman Joel Edmondson on the ice for 4 goals for and none against. Usually Edmondson's partnered with Jeff Petry. Petry wasn't on for that as many goals for in this game. But Edmondson making his mark on that Montreal defense as well. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Football might be over, but the NBA, college basketball, and the National Hockey League are all in full swing. BetOnline even covers awards, TV shows, and reality TV. They have real-time updated odds and props on almost anything you can imagine. BetOnline.ag has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. It's the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. Head to the website, BetOnline.ag, or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Use promo code LOCKEDON at BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. We've been telling you about Built Bar, the best tasting protein bar on the market, for a while now. Built Bar is low calorie, low sugar, high protein, high fiber, amazing tasting protein bar with 100% chocolate on all bars. Now's the time to find out which Built Bar is the best. It is Built Bar Madness. We have two matchups today. We start with Caramel Brownie against Cherry Barcia. And I appreciate the Grateful Dead fans might be inclined to go with Cherry Barcia. But to me, this is a slam dunk for Caramel Brownie. Move on. Caramel Brownie is a legit contender. In the other matchup for today, we've got Lemon Almond Cheesecake against Carrot Cake with Walnuts. And while I'm sure those bars are entirely wonderful, I have had neither one, and they do not appeal to me in the same way that Caramel Brownie does. So I'll go with Lemon Almond Cheesecake, but we know that Caramel Brownie is the one that should be moving on into the next bracket. So go to BuiltBar.com or at @bar_built on Twitter and use promo code LOCKEDON20 to get 20% off your next order. That is LOCKEDON20 to get 20% off your next order at BuiltBar.com. And check back to see who won today's matchups and who will become the best tasting protein bar. Betting on the National Hockey League doesn't have to be a guessing game if you listen to the new Locked On Bets podcast hosted by your boy Q and handicapping expert Lee Sterling. Get daily picks, blowout specials, wrong team favorite picks, and Lee Sterling's lock of the day. Follow the Locked On Bets podcast brought to you by BetOnline.ag wherever you get podcasts. Okay, so each show I recommend one player that is owned in 5% or fewer of Yahoo leagues. Might be a player to keep an eye on for the future, or maybe one you need to rush to the waiver wire to get, but they're almost certainly available. Today we're going to go with Montreal right winger Joel Armia. He's not the most consistent performer, and this is why he's rostered just 5% of Yahoo leagues. But when he's going good, Armia is a pretty interesting player for deep leagues. In the past 7 games, for example, he has 5 points, 3 goals, 2 assists, to go with 22 shots on goal and 19 hits. He played with Philippe Deneau and Tomas Tatar on Wednesday's win against Vancouver, so that's not a bad spot. You know, maybe you're not going to commit yourself to Joel Armia for the rest of the season, but maybe he can get you through a short-term fix. Now, let's take a look at some injury updates and some notables. First up, Carolina center Vincent Trocheck is out with an undisclosed injury. He's going to miss Thursday's game. Trocheck has had a fantastic season, and he was one of my favorite sleeper picks coming into the season. So I'm happy that he's had a great season. A little disappointed that he's hurt right now, but he's been a big part of what they've got going on in Carolina. Los Angeles goaltender Cal Peterson missed Wednesday's game after landing on the COVID list with Jonathan Quick already out. That left Troy Grosnick to handle the goaltending duties for the Kings. Ottawa lost a couple of forwards against Edmonton. It wasn't bad enough that they lost 7-1. They lost Colin White to a lower body injury. He had a really awkward-looking fall into the end boards. And left winger Ryan Zingle suffered a lower body injury. His didn't look quite as nasty as White, but nevertheless, Zingle didn't look like he could put any weight on his leg as he was leaving the ice either. So that's pretty significant for Ottawa. Now, you know, it's not like it affects their playoff hopes or anything, but they're going to have to go find some players who can handle that ice time, because White and Zingle are both, you know, middle six forwards for a Senators team that, you know, strangely enough, doesn't have that much depth up front. Montreal defenseman Ben Chiarot hurt his hand in a fight with JT Miller. That's, you know, Miller was a cranky player in that game against Montreal, and so he and Chiarot decided to tangle, and then Chiarot, you know, I don't know whether how badly the hand is going to be hurt, but he's going back to Montreal to get it checked out. That's probably not a great sign, and so if there's anyone to benefit from it, I guess it could be Victor Mete, who may slide back into the Montreal lineup, but definitely the implications of Chiarot hurting his hand bad enough that he has to go back to Montreal to have it checked out, it probably isn't a bruise. So we'll see how that works out on the Montreal blue line. Nashville defenseman Dante Fabbro has been suspended 2 games for elbowing Hurricanes winger Brock McGinn. And, you know, the Predators are now missing 3 of their top 4 defensemen. Roman Josi and Ryan Ellis both out long term. And then you've got Fabbro suspended. It leaves Matthias Ekholm and then sort of a cast of characters. You know, Alexander Carrier is one of their prospects who's going to get some reps down there. Jeremy Davies has been plugged into that lineup. So keep an eye on some of the other young defensemen in Nashville, whether they get some more opportunities. Because really, the Predators don't have much choice. They may as well go with their prospects and see which of them are NHL caliber defensemen. Rock Auto is an online parts source where you can get just about anything for any type of vehicle. RockAuto.com is a family business serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. Go to RockAuto.com and shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. They have everything from engine control modules and brake parts to tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpet. Whether it's for your classic or your daily driver, get everything you need in a few easy clicks, delivered directly to your door. The RockAuto.com catalog is unique and remarkably easy to navigate. Quickly see all the parts available for your vehicle and choose the brands, specifications, and prices you prefer. Best of all, prices at RockAuto.com are always reliably low and the same for professionals and do-it-yourselfers. Why spend up to twice as much for the same parts? Go to RockAuto.com right now, see all the parts available for your car or truck. Write "Locked On" in their "How Did You Hear About Us" box so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. RockAuto.com. Get the upper hand in your fantasy league with daily fantasy hockey advice from Locked On Fantasy Hockey. I will give you tips, insights, and analysis for season-long, Dynasty, and DFS, breaking down all the stats and information to keep you ahead of the competition. Subscribe to the Locked On Fantasy Hockey podcast wherever you get podcasts. And send me your questions. I'm at By Scott Cullen on Twitter. The show is at @LO_FantasyNHL on Twitter. If you want to fire off an email, send it to LockedOnFantasyHockey@gmail.com. So now let's take a look at Thursday's NHL schedule on betonline.ag. First up, we got Philadelphia Flyers, -118 against Washington Capitals. Should be one of the more competitive games of the night. I have Philadelphia -125 in my model, which is still awfully close. I think Washington is a lively dog here, but the price is, Philadelphia, you're not having to pay a real premium to get them on home ice. Now, Brian Elliott is in net for the Flyers, which is, it says something that, they're kind of giving Carter Hart a bit of a break, and Hart's frustrated. You can tell by his post-game comments that he knows he has to play better. I certainly expected him to play better, but nevertheless, I think Philadelphia has been pretty strong so far this year, particularly when they have their full lineup. Florida stays in Columbus, and Florida's -125. My model is Florida -136. Now, Columbus is getting Elvis Merzlikins back in net, and maybe that makes a difference for them. But Florida is another team that's played really well for much of this season. Sergei Bobrovsky played really well the other night, much to the chagrin of the Columbus faithful. Again, there's not a huge edge, according to my model, in that game. Now, a game where I could have predicted I would have an edge, I have Winnipeg +158 at Toronto. I have Toronto favored, just like I did the other night, but not by nearly as what the price is suggesting. So Toronto -125 in my model. In Winnipeg, I've been I suppose, higher on the Jets over the past, you know, 3 weeks or so than I typically see on betonline.ag. But it's for the same reasons, is that Winnipeg has high-end talent up front, and it gives them some options, right? If the opposition manages to shut down Mark Scheifele and Blake Wheeler, well, that's all right. Nikolai Ehlers and Paul Stastny and Pierre-Luc Dubois, that Winnipeg has other guys who can get the job done. And the Leafs do too. But this is precisely why you don't mind getting Winnipeg at a price like this, because I think both teams have a shot. And certainly if Connor Hellebuyck plays well in net for the Jets, you know, there's a chance that he gives them an advantage over Freddie Anderson in the Toronto net. And it certainly seemed to work out that way the other night. Carolina, heavy favorites against Nashville, -225. I have Carolina -212 in my model. We're kind of in the same neighborhood there. And Carolina, I mean, yes, they're missing Vincent Trocheck, but otherwise they're a pretty deep and strong team against a Nashville team that, as I noted, hardly has anybody left on defense. And so it could be a tough night for Nashville. Admittedly, Nashville has been competitive recently, but it's basically they seem competitive enough to lose close games. And the New York Islanders are favorite at home against New Jersey, -198, which is a pretty big premium to pay. My model has -202. Again, we're right in the same ballpark. So the question here for New Jersey is A, who do they have that's going to play in net, because Mackenzie Blackwood has been struggling. You know, do they go to Scott Wedgwood or Aaron Dell? And because they're going to need decent goaltending to stay in this game. The Islanders, if nothing else, tend to grind things out and keep it low scoring. Pittsburgh, -207 at Buffalo. Now I have Pittsburgh favored, maybe -170, but I can hardly bring myself to take Buffalo against anybody these days. Even when they jump out to a lead like they did at Philly the other night, they still coughed it up. And so, you know, the Sabres without Eichel, without Linus Allmark, that's a tough team to side with. At the same time, I'm not sure I want to take that premium for Pittsburgh at -207. That's a pretty hefty price as a road favorite for a Penguins team that, you know, while they seem to be heading in the right direction, they've been a little inconsistent this year too. Boston, -172 against the New York Rangers. You know, the Bruins are struggling to score, but chance to go against the Rangers minus Igor Shesterkin could help that out. Now, the Rangers do get good news, is that it appears Artemi Panarin could be back for tonight's game, and if he is, well, then the need for Boston to score becomes all the more important, because Panarin should give the Rangers offense a bit of a boost. Tampa Bay, a massive -340 favorite at Detroit. You know, my model only has Tampa Bay -240, but it's basically they've broken the model by having this big of a mismatch, I think. The Red Wings have been competitive. They took Tampa Bay to overtime the other night, but in much the same way as Nashville, they're still good enough to lose. I would not pay the -340 price for Tampa Bay on the road, because you run into a hot goaltender, you could see 340 walking away pretty quickly. Dallas, -157 against Chicago. That's more than I would favor the Stars. I would favor them, but probably like -127. So then the question is whether you like Chicago enough at +142. Malcolm Subban didn't play great in net for Chicago in the 6-1 loss the other night, but does Kevin Lankinen come in and give them a shot? He might, but it's probably a game I would avoid. And then we've got Montreal at -105 at Calgary. This is, kind of a on the border line game, and because Montreal is on their second game of a back-to-back, and Calgary is getting Daryl Sutter back behind their bench. And so, is there a new coach bump there for the Flames? Maybe. At the same time, Montreal, coming out of Vancouver, as Montreal tends to when they come out of Vancouver, they're feeling good about themselves. And, Jake Allen should get the start in net, I would imagine, after Carey Price played last night. But that one's kind of on the border Whether it's a you take the pick 'em there between Montreal and Calgary, I do have Montreal favored a little bit more. So thanks to betonline.ag for those odds. Let's run through some DFS value plays for Thursday. Skaters under $5,000 on DraftKings. We'll start with Dallas center Roope Hintz. This is presuming he's in the lineup, and I know you probably have to double check and triple check that because we don't know. But Hintz is $4,500 against Chicago, and he's been playing pretty well. He's pushing a point a game now this season. And the as I say, the only real question is whether or not he's going to be in the lineup. Washington center Evgeny Kuznetsov is $4,300 at Philadelphia. And yes, Kuznetsov only has 8 points in 15 games this season. That is a problem. But his underlying numbers aren't terrible. He could use a little bit more power play time. But to get a shot at a player as skilled as Kuznetsov at that price, and he had a couple of assists his last game, you know, maybe that starts him on the right path. Carolina right winger Martin Nichas, $4,800 against Nashville. Nichas is on a pretty good run recently. Might be getting bumped up to play with Sebastian Aho. Certainly, if that's the case, that's a good opportunity and a nice price to get him at. Pittsburgh right winger Kasperi Kapanen, $4,200 at Buffalo. And, you know, when you're looking for a complimentary player there in Pittsburgh who you're going to be able to find at a decent price, Kapanen is, you know, getting a chance to play in that top six. And he's done reasonably well in that role. You know, maybe there are some hits and misses along the way. But in general, getting him at $4,200 against a weak Buffalo team has a chance for some good value. Dallas left winger Jason Robertson, who has 14 points in his past 14 games. He's just $3,100 against Chicago. And, you know, you don't know what you're necessarily getting from game to game. He had four assists last game, so that he's not going to fly under the radar quite as much. But his price is pretty reasonable for a guy who's been a pretty good threat for the Stars for most of the past month. Winnipeg defenseman Neil Pionk is $4,400 at Toronto. If I think the Jets have a chance to compete in the game, might as well take a defenseman who helps generate some offense for them. He had three assists the other night. You know, maybe he doesn't do that again, but he's active, and at that price could help. Philadelphia defenseman Shane Gostisbehere is $4,700 against Washington, and he's kind of become much more aggressive in the past. I don't know, few weeks or so that you know he's pushing like four shots a game and has four goals and assists in his past eight. Like this is kind of vintage Gostisbehere, is that he's been much more aggressive offensively in a way that he wasn't when he A started the season in the press box, and then B his first games of the season did not have that same level of aggressiveness. And then finally in goal, we'll go for Winnipeg's Connor Hellebuck, $7,200 at Toronto. You know, you could easily go find a favorite goaltender who's going to cost you more. And Hellebuck, he hasn't had an outstanding season. This isn't him playing like he did last year when he won the Vezina Trophy. But he might be good enough to win. And if he gives the Jets an advantage on Freddie Anderson, then maybe that $7,200 is a pretty decent price. We'll see if the Jets can pull off another upset in Toronto. That will do it for today. Enjoy the games. You can check out my work at The Athletic and McKean's Hockey, as well as scottcullenhockey.substack.com. Also, check out Locked On Fantasy Baseball, breaking down stats and teams as we head towards the regular season. Find these podcasts, subscribe, maybe drop in a 5-star rating on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, Radio.com, wherever you get your podcasts. Stay locked in with Locked On Fantasy Hockey, your daily source for fantasy news and analysis.